From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey readies itself for the return of hundreds of migrants. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent. United Nations official Boris Cheskhirov says more work is needed to prepare for the transfers.
If reports, as we're hearing them, are coming through with returns meant to take place already tomorrow, we haven't seen the necessary level of safeguards, and we are urgently calling for these safeguards to be in place before any of the returns are possible.
Under the EU-Turkey agreement, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. Limited flights are beginning from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Mark Deslemaker is the chairman of the board of the Brussels Airport Company.
This is a very symbolical but also a very emotional moment for the airport community. It's the first flight after the terrorist attack. We're turning a page.
The head of the Brussels Airport Company announced the implementation of temporary repair work and security measures. Syria said Sunday its forces had seized another town, Karyatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media said the seizure of the town gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes between the Damascus area and oil fields in eastern Syria. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting with Armenian forces in the region left 30 soldiers dead Saturday. A leak of documents concerning the offshore holdings of current and former world leaders has revealed possibly embarrassing information about their financial affairs. The 11.5 million records from Mossack Fonseca, a Panamanian-based worldwide financial firm, were leaked to the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung by an anonymous source. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists says on its website that it and more than 100 other news organizations have investigated the material. The ICIJ says the information involves more than 125 politicians and celebrities around the world, including associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who are said to have moved as much as $2 billion through offshore bank accounts over a nearly 40-year period. Businessman Donald Trump stirred up controversy this past week on such subjects as abortion, NATO, nuclear arms, and the proper treatment of women. Political analysts are suggesting Trump's surge toward the nomination has been slowed. Republicans and others are questioning Trump's views and say that his chances are bleak of winning November's election against the expected Democratic Party nominee, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Pakistan's military says it has killed more than 250 militants and lost 8 soldiers in counterinsurgency operations near the Afghan border in the last 2 months. Army officials say the fighting in North Waziristan is the final phase of a major ground and air offensive launched in 2014 to clear the semi-autonomous tribal region of local and foreign militants. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused U.S. President Barack Obama of criticizing him behind his back concerning the issue of press freedom. During a visit last week to Washington, Mr. Erdogan's administration has been widely criticized for violating human rights, imprisoning journalists, and taking over several media organizations in the country. After the two leaders met on the sidelines of last week's nuclear security summit, Mr. Obama said Turkey's approach to the press is one that could lead the country down what he called a troubling path. Australia says it is no longer detaining child asylum seekers. The move means that migrant children have been transferred from Pacific Island camps to community detention on the mainland. They will be allowed to move about freely as their refuge applications are processed. Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention camps in Papua New Guinea and the remote Pacific island of Nauru. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.